Could you?
What?
Huh? What? Huh?
What are you saying?
Huh? What do you mean? What am I saying?
I don't know. My ass is really warm. Okay. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the morning ride with a man and his dog.
Who's the dog and who's the man?
That is yet to be decided.
Okay.
Because we don't really know yet. The reality is like altered right now, so like we don't know if like who am I? What am I right now? Am I? I'm a spoon. I'm a spoon right
You're
now.
You're a spoon.
I think you might be a dog. I'm not really sure right now.
Okay.
This is a Tuesday morning. Yesterday was Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Yeah, so we didn't have any schools, so no, obviously no podcast.
We had no
school. I don't want to see Chris outside of this podcast and outside of MCR.
Dude, we need to get get-togethers more often.
Yeah, like, we do.
Over the weekend, I kind of did nothing.
Over the weekend, I was real busy. I was, like, real busy. Saturday, I had to do stuff in the morning, but I can't remember what I did. I know it was productive, though. So, yeah, that was that. And then on Sunday, I had stuff to do, which I know is also productive. I worked both days. And then on Monday, I had a college tour that lasted a really long time. And yeah. I think I saw Into the Spider-Verse on Sunday. That was what I did. That was productive. That was a pretty good movie.
Grant keeps telling me about like going to go see that movie with everyone, and I'm like, I don't really know anything about the Spider-Man stuffs.
I don't think you really need to know much about it. All you need to know that there's multiple now.
Okay.
And they come from different dimensions, and that's all you need to know.
Sounds like Marvel.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's Marvel.
Well, I got back into making videos again.
Hey, nice.
Because we were playing a lot of Rainbow Six Siege and Viscera Cleanup Detail, where basically we were janitors. there's an actual game where the only thing you do is you play as janitors. You spawn into some random place. Your map is either small, medium, or large. And some fucked shit happened, right? So everyone, like, there's tons of corpses. There's dead people everywhere. Like, bullet shells and robots and aliens and all these other weird things. Sometimes you can find, like, toilets filled with shit and stuff like that. Just all this random gore and blood. And all you have to do is just clean up. Just clean everything up, and you get promoted as a janitor. That's all you do in that game. And that's what we played. We played that game, like, 2 days in a row. And one of the things that makes it really funny is that it has a text-to-speech function. So every time that you type something in chat, your character will say it. And you can modify the voice. Like, you can add subcommands that changes the tone of the voice and how loud and how quiet it can be and if it can sound like a midget or not. And we did that, and we fucked it up so bad that it sounded like a Windows error, like, sound every time that we typed. And we had this weird line that I copied off of some site. It was like, it was supposed to say, "Look, a bomber, sound the alarms." But when we typed it in, there was a previous message that we typed in with a bunch of subcommands that was supposed to say like, "Hi, I'm Ninja, and are you subscribed to Twitch Prime?" But the voice was like, so it sounded really weird. And then we put in that "Look, a bomber," and it was like, "Look, a bomber, sound the alarms!" And we were just fucking, like, dying laughing. It was the stupidest thing ever. And we kept spamming that, and that's all we did. And now I'm gonna make a fucking video out of it.
Nice. Should be the title of the video.
I think the title of the video is gonna be 4-year-olds clean up crime scenes. But, or it might be Viscera without any context. But we also played Rainbow Six Siege, but not a lot of funny stuff happened, but I did record it anyways. I still have to go over the footage. One of the things that I have a problem with is that the second clip that I recorded of Viscera Cleanup Detail was about 3 hours long, and I was like, god damn it, there's so much to sort through this. I have to make this, like, at least 10 minutes, but there's, like,
3 hours of footage, yeah.
3 to 4 hours of footage, and I have to sort through all of it. But I'm gonna do that.
Nice.
I've developed this mindset that, like, if I think about something and I want to do it, I'm not gonna think about it. I'm just gonna fucking do it.
Yeah.
Because it's just, like, it's more effective. Because the more I think about it, the less I want to do it. I don't know why. So, I got back into making YouTube videos. I don't have Photoshop, which makes me really sad. It's on my laptop, but my laptop's fucking dead. it has a new issue where I booted it up on Saturday.
Yeah.
Just to see if I could get Photoshop up and running. But now it has this weird issue where, like, if I don't move the mouse, the screen just goes to sleep. Like, the screen doesn't, like, normally do its weird, like, fade to white dye, like, thing that it does. It just, like, if I twirl the mouse on my trackpad, if I just keep moving it, it stays alive. The moment I stop moving my mouse, the screen just fades to black, as if it was just falling asleep. And then I move the mouse again, and it wakes up. And then I stop moving it, and it just fades to black and falls asleep again. And I'm like, what is this? Why is this happening? And then I put my laptop through, like, a Windows update, and it was doing that while it was updating. And I was like, what the fuck? So,
what?
Okay. Yeah, now I need to, like, I don't know if I can attach my laptop to my second monitor or not, but, like, I just want to use Photoshop, dude. That's all I want to do. But I don't have access to it.
Just for your thumbnails?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I get it.
That also make, like, awful memes, but that's beside the point. Speak English,
can
dude.
You talk?
Welcome to America, dude. We're all educated here.
I would say that's a lie. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm also wearing really comfy pants. My mom, like, went to Orlando because apparently our, like, 100th cousin came to visit, and it's, like, I think it was, like, 2 families of cousins that we had that I've never met before. And it's, like, my mom's, like, older cousins or something. They're, like, older than her. And they have, like, grandchildren or something. And they all went shopping for, like, an entire day. And my mom was like, here, I'm gonna just buy Chris these pants. And I was like, all right. And then I wore them, and they're actually pretty cool. Because we drove to Trader Joe's, and it was, like, a cold, windy day. But these pants, like...
Jesus.
I didn't...
Did you smell that?
What?
That's a skunk, dude.
You smell a skunk?
Hell yeah.
I don't smell shit.
Jesus.
It might not even be a skunk. It's probably someone just smoking that.
No. No, that's a skunk. I know that for a fact.
Well, I mean, weed and Jesus. Skunk don't smell any different from each other. And I don't smell anything because my nose is kind of clogged.
Okay, well, good for you.
Fortunately.
Typically, that's my problem, but ever since I started taking, like, this new allergy pill, I can actually smell now. Like,
it enhances your ability to smell.
No, it doesn't enhance. I can actually smell. Like, it's... I don't know if you know what it's like to, like, have really faint smell, like, senses, I guess, for, like, 10 years of your life, and you take this miracle pill, and all of a sudden, holy shit, I don't have, like, anything in my nose anymore. Dude, I can smell.
Yeah, I just threw a cigarette out the window, and it was, like, smoking on the road. Anyways, which means I can, like, fart in Grant's car, and I won't be able to smell it. There's, like, an ongoing...
That should not be funny.
There's, like, an ongoing meme where, like, when I get to, like, sixth period, I have to hold in my farts, and then when I get to Grant's car in the afternoon, like, Grant drives me home, and I'll just, like, be in his car, and I'll be like, hey, Grant, and I'll just, like, lift my ass off the seat and just fart, like, really loudly, and he'd be like, oh, god damn it, and he'd just open every window, including his sunroof,
and then he, like, have to deal with that.
And then he calls me out on Discord whenever we're in a call. He's like, Chris just keeps farting in my car, and I'm like, yep.
Yep.
I'll fucking do it again.
I'll fucking do it again. Oh, Jesus.
Why is there no music today?
Because the music machine broke.
Your phone died?
No, it was just broken.
What do you mean it's broken?
The Bluetooth of my car decided to just kill itself today. I tried to fix it this morning, and yeah.
I thought it was always connected by wire.
No, it's always Bluetooth.
Sad.
Yeah, there's no wire connector in here. Kind of sucks, but I mean, gotta do what you gotta do. So yeah, no Bluetooth for me today. But I think I'm gonna try to fix it up when I get home. Oh my god, I'm tired.
Yeah, I got like, I was about to go to sleep at exactly like 11 o'clock, but then Emily she messaged me on Discord last night, and she told me this random statement. My dad is watching a weird gory movie and I need water.
That sounds like something you'd send me in the mornings.
It does. It was just something like out of context that Emily just sent me like last night for no reason. And then we went on this whole conversation about fucking how awful it is to visit South America, the Middle East, and Africa because of all the violence that goes on in those countries, in those areas. That's all we talked about for like 30 minutes. And then I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to sleep before I have nightmares about being in an active shooter situation.
You already had that nightmare though.
I have, but I didn't want to have another one. Because, like, actually, on Saturday... Dude, on Saturday, I had the weirdest and most vivid fucking dreams. Like, it's kind of scary how realistic my dreams were. And the first one was a nightmare. And then the other two were just, like, out of fucking context. But, like, this nightmare, basically, do you know the first neighborhood out of, like, that general neighborhood area, like, where I live? Cranes Lake?
Kinda.
Yeah, so we used to live there for, like, 7 years or something, like, a long time. And that's basically, like, where I grew up. And, frequently I would have dreams about the, our condo there. Mm-hmm. But, like, every time that I would have a dream about that place, it would always be, like, some kind of freaky nightmare. I don't know why. But, like, on Saturday, I had a nightmare where, like, I was back in our old condo. That's roadkill.
That's roadkill, yeah.
I had, like, a nightmare where we were back in that condo, and everything was normal. Like, it was just, like, me, my sister, and my mom, and, you know, nothing too freaky was going on. But then I walk into my mom's bedroom, and I just see something on my mom's bed. It's like some kind of weird, freaky monster thing. And then immediately, everything around me just like turned dark. Like the walls were just like rusted and covered in like blood. And like, have you ever seen like those weird like horror movies, like The Ring or something, where you would see that kind of like black, like sketch thing kind of? Like where it's like usually in like those horror movies with like little girls or whatever, they're like, they're aggressively drawing something, but they always use it in like, they like shred the shit out of like pencils and then like make their entire paper just black with all those scribbles of just like blackness, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Basically, like, that just appeared all around me in my dream. Like, I couldn't see anything. It was just foggy. And all, like, I just see these like weird black scribbles all around me.
Shit. We just ran a red light.
You just ran a red light.
Oh, well. No cops. We're okay.
No cops.
It's okay. I was, like, yellow as soon as I started across the... It's fine. It's okay.
Don't report us. Anyways, so I see all this, like, weird shit appear around me, and I'm like, alright, I have to get out of here. So I ran out of my mom's bedroom, and I see my sister, and she's, like, standing there, and she's like, hey, what's going on? And then as soon as I approach her, she just instantly transformed into some kind of, like, weird monster that I couldn't even make out what the hell it was. And it started, she started screaming at me, and I was like, okay, that's not good. So I ran out, I tried to go through my living room to go, to, like, to the front door, and I see my mom, she comes out, and then she turns into, like, a weird monster with, like, some weird fucking scribbles all over her face and just, like, screaming at me. And, like, all I hear is just, like, Silent Hill noises behind me. I just hear, like, I just see fog everywhere. I just hear screaming. But I'm not scared, but I'm, like, trying to run away because I'm, like, I know that I'm going to, like, die in that situation. And then, like, I ran out the door and I woke up and I was like, what the fuck? Why'd that happen? And then my two other dreams revolved around, like, fucking pottery for some reason. Like...
I haven't had a nightmare in so long. Now that I've said it, I'll probably have one tonight, and it'll probably be just be like, I don't know, something really weird. But, I don't know.
I don't know. Normally, yeah. Like, I don't have... Whenever I have a nightmare. My brain tries to make it out to be as scary as possible, but I don't get scared. Like, I kind of just look at everything as, like, what the hell is going on? Like, what? Why is this happening? Why does this need to happen? And then I wake up, and it's just like, what the fuck? It's not even, like, I can see how it can be scary to, like, a lot of other people if they had that kind of nightmare, but to me, I'm just like, what? Why did this have to happen? And I, like, I've read, like, I did a lot of research about dreams and shit like that and why they happen, and I've heard some theories about, like, whenever you have a dream, it's kind of like your brain taps into what you desire most or something, and then your brain will, like, recollect memories of whatever that desire is, and then it'll kind of formulate a dream, and that's why sometimes you have, like, good dreams, and then, like, dreams that make no fucking sense, but yeah. It has, like, something that you just like and have seen before. But, like, to me, it's just kind of like, when I have a nightmare, like, that theory kind of doesn't make any sense to me, because then what? I don't desire a nightmare about my old condo being turned into, like, a Silent Hill slaughterhouse. Like, I don't, yeah. Like, what is that? So, that's me when it comes to dreams. With a creative mind, they become very realistic, and it's almost as if you're schizophrenic, but, like, sometimes they just don't make any fucking sense, and, like, I just don't understand.
I remember, there is a scene in the movie, and, I don't know if you guys that listen to the podcast, or you, Chris, I don't know if you've watched it either, but it's called The Beautiful Mind, I think it's called something along those lines. It's about this guy who's a schizophrenic, and he, goes to a really fancy college, and, you find out he's, like, mentally insane. He's got his little buddy friends that lives in his head, and then all of a sudden he gets a job for the government, but it's real. It's a real job at the government. It's not like a fake thing that happens in his head. And all of a sudden he gets these schizophrenia things of, like, he's a secret agent. He's wanted all over the world. And so, they finally start giving him pills. I'm basically describing the whole entire plot of the movie. So, up until... I'm just giving you literally the whole entire plot of the movie up until this one scene that happens at, like, 30 minutes till the end. So, but anyway, he gets this job at the government thing. He thinks he's a secret agent. And, people are chasing after him. So, this one night he goes out in the woods. And he sees this old, I don't even know what it is. It's like an old wood shack, I guess, but it used to be for, like, a golf community or whatever. I don't know. I just know it's an old wood shack sitting in the middle of the woods, which is real, but everything he sees inside of it is fake, and it's a bunch of, like, World War II technology, radios, people sitting around, and he literally thinks he's a super, like an actual secret agent. Like, people are giving him orders. It literally looks like a scene out of a James Bond movie. He's like, you have to accept this mission, you have to, you know, the whole entire thing. All of a sudden his wife comes out, and he's like, okay, you need pills. So, the next day, they're trying to get him pills. I'm not even sure if that's how it goes. I think he might have just forgotten to take his pills or something like that. But the next day, he must have forgotten to take his pills, or just purposely didn't take his pills. I don't remember. I didn't pay much attention to this movie. I watched it in psychology. It was like playing Fire Emblem Heroes in the back the whole entire time. I just watched the entertaining schizophrenic parts that I thought were pretty funny, but, you know, no one else was laughing, so I feel bad for laughing. So I just kept my laughs to myself. But, yeah, so his wife asks him to wash their kid in the bath, like, toddler kid. And all of a sudden, he thinks he's a secret agent again because he forgot to take his pills or purposely didn't take them. I don't remember which one it was. But he leaves the kid in the bath. And I just thought the whole entire thing was so ridiculous that it's so funny. I was like, Jesus, what kind of fucked up dream shit is this? The kid's just drowning in a bathtub. He thinks he's a secret agent. And he's talking to his wife. He's like, I gotta go, dude. I gotta go. They're after me. They want something that's inside me. Like, whoa, dude. Your kid's drowning. Uh-oh. I don't know. It's actually a pretty good movie. I'll probably rewatch it when I get a chance. And, you know, not be mean and laugh at the poor schizophrenic man. But yeah,
I'm very focused on that, like, chain that's hanging off that truck in front of us. It's just like, it's like underneath the truck, like underneath that trailer. It's just bouncing up and down on the asphalt, just creating sparks.
Is it actually creating? Oh yeah, it is. Oh geez.
I've been watching that for like the past 5 minutes. I'm like, do they even realize that they have a like a loose chain just like banging the road right now? Why is there even like an excavator going into that neighborhood? Oh, I guess they're building a house. Whatever.
Yeah, that might make sense.
I remember Grant telling me a story how I think this was when he was in learning strategies like last year or sophomore year. Apparently they were watching some kind of like sad movie about.
Oh yes, I know what you're talking about.
I don't remember what it was, but apparently there's some guys in the class, and I think like Mikey was included in that.
Yeah.
It was like that edge group. They there was like some scenes where, you know, you're not supposed to laugh, it's like supposed to be serious.
But
I can't see.
Yeah, but the acting was really bad and like the special effects were awful, so it was like really hard not to laugh. Yeah, I know what you're talking. I know that story.
Yeah, and then like they like laughed and everyone was like, "What the hell's wrong with you guys?" And even Grant was like, "Guys, come on, that's not cool." Like Grant's an edgy person, but like he knows when to be appropriate to be edgy. Like he even told them, he was like, "Hey, guys, come on, that's not, don't do that now. Like don't do that here."
He showed me the scenes of the thing he was talking about. Oh my god, it was so awfully like put together. Like the special effects were so bad that. I don't know. I found it kind of funny too. it was definitely laughable. Let's just say that.
Oh, yeah. How did you go through on Friday when everyone fucking just skipped school? Like, what did you do? Like, I had a really unproductive day.
On Friday, I did pretty much nothing. I mean. First period is IT, so we don't do much in that class anyway. So that was a normal day. Digital media, I only have one other senior in that class, digital media one. Mm-hmm. So he wasn't there, so we just didn't work. And she gave us hot chocolate, which was pretty... our teacher gave us hot chocolate.
Oh yeah, she had leftovers of that, and we had that.
Yeah, so yeah, that was cool. I didn't have any, but...
it was too sweet for me anyways. I like drank through it and I was like, oh, I'm gonna vomit.
Third period is a class of like 3/4 seniors, and they're all generally from the popular niche. So yeah, that class was pretty much actually empty. So we didn't do much in third period ever. Or fourth period, same thing. There's a lot of popular kids in that class, or part of that popular niche. And, only about 12 students were there, so we just kind of got test corrections that were only available to us because, you know, we decided to show up on school when we were supposed to, and not on some rumored senior skip day that wasn't actually a senior skip day.
Yeah, I found out who even made it.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even Nathan that I described
it really? Before.
Yeah, it was another girl. And also, if you guys have no idea what the hell we're talking about,
basically, our last podcast,
our last podcast, we were talking about a senior skip day, because apparently there was this one girl, who was in, I think she's in learning strategies with Grant and Will, Scott, and, I was in there with them during lunch, and she was like, yeah, guys, I was like, I didn't mean to start this entire thing, but basically, like, I wanted to get a head start on going to Tennessee or Tallahassee, like, early. So, I was trying to, like, convince my parents and, like, teachers that, like, no, to, like, excuse myself. And I was talking with a group of friends, and we joked around about creating a senior skip day, and apparently we started a senior skip day. And the funny thing is, she actually went to school after starting senior skip day by accident.
Good job.
Because apparently her friend group, they were like, dude, let's just make this a senior skip day. And she was like, well, no. I'm like, I'm joking around. They spread it around to everyone. And everyone was like, senior skip day? Senior skip day? Senior skip day? And everyone just fucking left.
Nice.
And then everyone who showed up, like, the teachers were just like, all right, you guys are actually the, like, intelligent ones. So here's, like, 5 points on everything that you do. Like, that's, nice. That's all that happened.
Very nice.
But basically, like, with me, like, I came into first period Latin, I think the other senior in that...
In MCR we did nothing. So and after that, I left.
Yeah. In Latin, Skylar, who's in our MCR class, she was there because she knew that it was a fake senior skip day. And then, like, my second period economics, I got to skip my debate that I was unprepared for, that I'm still unprepared for, and I have to do today, which I'm kind of fucked about. There was only eight of us in there. So what we got was free test answers to the tests that we're supposed to do, like, I don't know when. But basically, like, she went over the study guide, which is exactly what's on the test, and she just gave us the answers, and even the test question answers, like, she said, okay, this one's gonna be A, and we were like, are you serious? So,
nice.
So that was economics, fuck government.
Oh yeah, because you're in gov now, and I'm in economics.
Yeah.
Yeah, economics, we didn't do much either.
And, what is it, third period, anatomy, I just fucking... did fuck all. There was only like four of us in there. It was really awkward because it was really quiet. I think Dakota was there. Oh, Jesus Christ. Slow down there, buddy. And then what? Fourth period? Dude, fourth period, my English class that we've ranted about before.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
There was no one in there. There was only me and one other guy, which is like Clay. It was just me and him, and our teacher came back in, into the classroom. There's a Teresa from our school that died over the weekend. Okay.
Why are you reading that?
Victor just, like, messaged me that. I don't know what the fuck that was about.
Okay.
Anyways,
I was like, that's a random comment. Where did you see that from?
I just look at my phone, and I'm like, why is Victor texting me? But yeah, I walk into fourth period, and, like, our teacher comes back in, and she's like, all right, well, since you two are the only, like, kids that actually, like, came to school, like, as you should be, you can either take the test today or Tuesday, but I'm also gonna give you both, five extra points on that test. And we were like, oh, hell yeah. And then I asked her, like, I was like, can I take it next Tuesday? And she was like, yeah, you can do that. And I was like, okay, can I go to B-Lunch? And she was like, yeah, you can go do that. And I was like, fuck yeah. So, I got to eat lunch.
With us?
Yeah, I got to eat lunch with you guys. No, for A lunch, Grant's period was also empty. So, their teacher, she allowed me to stay in their classroom. And it's like the special needs classroom. Yeah. So, she's like really chill with everybody. And I was just in there with Grant and Scott. And they were just playing Smash. And I was just eating my food. We also talked about random shit. And then, you know, I went to our teacher, and she told me that I could go to B-Lunch, and I went back to their room, waited for B-Lunch, and then I went to our table and actually got to sit with you guys, like, for the second time this year.
First time was, like, the stupid senior photos.
Yeah, and then I finally got to see who that psychopath that Grant was talking about.
Oh, yeah, dude, bro. He's crazy.
Did you guys even talk about him? Did we talk about him?
Yeah, we already talked about him.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about him, but you didn't, but it was more coming from me, not from you, because I've met this kid and I've sat with this kid pretty much ever since the beginning of school. You haven't.
Yeah.
So what are your impressions about this kid?
I haven't, like, I don't know. I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear him talk. He'd like, when I came to the table, him and like his friend just left. They like went somewhere. So I didn't really get to hear what egotistical and psychopathic things he had to say.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Well, okay, he's definitely weird, but...
He's definitely weird.
He's definitely weird.
And then, you know, fifth period, we go in there, and there's only, like, seven or eight of us. We just do, like, one little worksheet, and then just sit around looking at memes for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
We're just...
our teacher asked me what I was gonna do in life, and I said, you know what, if all I need is a cardboard box and a meal, and I'll be okay. I didn't actually tell her my plans to go to college, but, you know, I figured that was pretty much implied. You know, I'm obviously not gonna go homeless, but I just don't know what I'm gonna do in life, so I'm gonna figure it out in college.
Yeah, I said, I'm gonna just go to community college and then just fucking figure it out from there. I'm an improviser, not a planner. And, then I came into sixth period, pottery. My pottery, I think, is working. I think I'm following the... the template correctly, and I think it's gonna turn into an actual pot.
You think?
I mean, it's definitely better than the kids on my table. But,
as long as it doesn't turn into another gay salamander project, I think you'll be fine.
Oh, it's definitely not gonna be gay.
Okay, good.
I don't know what designs I'm gonna put on it afterwards, but, like, right now I'm very concerned.
I don't
concerned
think I've ever seen
it.
A picture of your finished salamander.
No, I showed you.
I don't think I've ever seen a picture of your finished salamander.
I swear I thought
I really don't think I have.
I guess I'll show you when we get to school.
Okay.
I might even make it this podcast's like icon or something. You guys can see my gay salamander that I made. That I ranted about like months ago.
Jeez. The fact that we're still calling it the gay salamander is quite entertaining.
I mean, like, I think...
Hey, what else are you gonna call it? It is literally a gay salamander. I mean, I haven't seen it, but you can speak for it. It is literally a gay salamander.
Yeah. And then, yeah, my 7th period AP 2D art. There was only me and this other girl in our, like, AP class, and we didn't really even do anything. We drank hot chocolate, and I'm working on another grind project, but this time of Elon Musk. And, this time I'm gonna make it, like, really good. Because I did some searching around for grime, and I was like, holy shit, there's a lot of details that I'm actually missing out on that's a part of this art style.
Yeah.
So I need to go add those, so I'm doing that now.
Nice.
And it's gonna look really good.
We're both starving artists. One's more starving than the other. I really just do, like, the whole entire... What do I even do? I just do lazy shit.
You do what?
I do lazy shit. Take a picture. It's fine.
I do everything to make it good. I apply all these filters and adjustment layers and even, like, fucking add a cartoon mouth to it and make, like, water coming out of a cartoon mouth and make it, like, Oregon, wish you were here. Anyways, you guys would need to see my, like, artwork to understand what the hell I'm talking about.
I didn't even understand what you're talking about until you said, welcome to Oregon.
Well, welcome to Oregon. I wish I had better access to fucking Photoshop, because, like...
You can use my laptop if you need it. You know that, right?
But aren't you using your laptop, like every day?
Not really. I mean, all you gotta do is just come over to my house and say, yo, Tate, need to borrow your laptop, and be like, that's cool, but I'm not gonna be there. Alright, that's gonna be it.
I'll do that when I need to use Photoshop. Anyways.
That's it for us. I have a massive fucking headache, so I wasn't talking very much this podcast.
What did you do this morning?
I don't know what I did this morning. I did a lot this morning.
I shot myself in the foot. No, I didn't. All right, anyways. We'll figure it out. Nah.